Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Halfway through the show, entering the second quarter of the season, week number four of college football kicks off tonight with a little Marshall and Appalachian State there in Boone, North Carolina, 6:30 on ESPN. We'll talk to our buddy Roman Harper about all the big games in the SEC and college football happening this weekend. We'll get smarter with Roman after I tell you about how to be smart with your tailgates this year with our friends at Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken right there on Highway 119 in Alabaster and all over the Chattanooga and northern part of Alabama as you watch us all over the Southeast. Champy'sChicken.com. That's the home, Sterling down in Alabaster and his crew, that gives you the southern staples like chicken on a stick, perfect for tailgating. And the world-famous Mississippi Delta recipe of those homemade hot tamales. Those tamales are delicious, and you get them right there at Champy's Chicken to go with the fried chicken plates, the tenders, and the po' boys. See it all online at champyschicken.com.
All right, Roman Harper with us now on the Pepsi Hotline, one of our favorites. You see him on the SEC Network now. Harp, what's up, man? How are you?
What's up, guys? Doing well, man. Just put my baby boy down for a nap. Going to try and get me some lunch here, man, and I got to fold some clothes and got to watch a little tape, man. I got to catch up on it.
You got a full day.
All right. Harp going to be
like
with
a fun
us.
Thursday.
Harp's going to spend the next hour with us here on the show.
Don't want to wake the baby.
Yes. Let's start with Arkansas, Texas A&M. A&M has been anything but fluid at quarterback. Arkansas is not necessarily fluid at quarterback, but boy, they run the ball well. And Harp, as you know, a solid run game like that can even out any sort of talent differential. I like Arkansas to keep this game close. Don't know if they can win it, but I think they can play toe-to-toe with Texas A&M Saturday.
You don't think they can win it?
Well, I don't think they will win it. I think they can win it. I should have said that.
Okay, all right, yeah. It's all about verbiage for
yeah,
me.
My yeah, my apologies.
I'm very particular about that. You guys know me. So I think with Arkansas's offense, I think K.J. Jefferson has done a really good job of kind of figuring out who he has to be successful in this offense, and that is really running the ball. I think he gains confidence when they run the ball. I think he gains confidence when he's running the ball, and it makes the offense a little bit more dynamic and allows them to really kind of balance. And now you put your wide receivers like Treylon Burks in one-on-one situations where you like his matchup versus just about anybody. Texas A&M has a great defense, and Arkansas does too. So I don't think this game will be extremely high scoring. This is going to be like look a lot like when I was in college, you know, 28-27, 21-17. That's about what I'm thinking either way. I really like Arkansas, though. To me, I like a team. I'm always confident in a team that to play who knows who they are, who plays up to their standard or who they're supposed to be every single time. Where you look at Texas A&M is like, have they really played up to the standard and what you thought they were going to be? Or have they played down a little bit? Have they not looked as good as they should or what you thought they would be? And so for me, that's going to be the separator. And Texas A&M is not blocking people very well on the offensive line. So if Arkansas can take advantage of those things right there, I think they got a chance to win it. And I think it's going to be a tight game. I think it's going to be a lights-out game. But I'm ready for Arkansas and this defense to continue to be flying around and making plays like they normally do.
Harp, let's take it back to last Saturday in Gainesville. Alabama escapes 31-29. They were outscored 26-10 the final three quarters. Now there's a lot of people saying this Alabama team is not elite. Is that an overreaction?
Well, it's not an overreaction if you're trying to compare them to last year's team, which is a historically great team. And that's what we're kind of living in the midst of. But also, I just got to be real, LT. So many college football fans, they are so over the Alabama woe is me buzz that you escaped with a 2-point loss in the swamp on a tough environment. Like, nobody feels bad for you, Alabama. You should just be happy. And now you understand why Nick Saban has been harping on all the details and being pissed off every week because he sees it at practice. And he's tired of seeing from the players like, hey, yeah, coach, I got it. I'm going to do it on Saturday. And he's like, no, you're not. You don't got it. And it comes out, and the same things that happen in practice are probably happening in the game. And Alabama fans should be happy that you're able to correct these mistakes after a win, a close win at that, and not have your heart hurt after a loss.
You know, Harp, I you know, because of the Alabama effect, everyone always assumes it's something Alabama didn't do and not what Florida did. I thought Florida had a great plan at running the football from the second quarter on. Tell me what you liked about this Gator team, and did they impress you, surprise you maybe a little bit on what they were able to do?
Well, I would say yes. They did surprise me, and I did like what they did. I thought Dan Mullen did an amazing job going back and watching the tape, the way he flooded some of their zones. And really, it's kind of disruptive of some of the schemes and the man schemes, how Alabama does their matching and things of their principles defensively. Dan Mullen did a great job of getting guys out late in the routes that really opened it up for Emory Jones in the passing game, as well as the way they ran the ball in the run game. And, you know, Alabama did not play the option well. When the defensive end has the quarterback, you got to get the quarterback. You can't not do that, because now the linebacker that's scraping over the top can't just play the pitch. He has to play quarterback to pitch. So by the time he gets the running back down, that's 7 yards. So it looks like, oh, man, they don't know what they're doing. But it's actually just one thing messes up, and then it leads to another thing, and then everybody else has to make up for that. And you look up, and now you're in second and three, which is what Florida wants to be in anyway. So it was just really interesting to see those things. And Florida did a great job. And it was so funny. I think they really improved and kind of changed my mindset, because going into the game, you thought, oh, man, Florida has to have Emory Jones and Anthony Richardson play well and, you know, do these other things just for them to have a chance, just for them to win the game. And actually, you leave out, if you're Florida, you're way more confident in what Emory Jones is able to do. You're saying that, hey, he can lead us to anything that we want to accomplish. It's still all right there in front of us. And we got to save Anthony Richardson. He didn't hurt himself even more. Versus the Alabama team, whether you won or lost that game didn't really determine your future, because you still have to beat Georgia if you want to make the SEC championship and have a chance to say on anything. So you beating Alabama really didn't do anything for you if you still go out there and lose to Georgia. So I think for Florida, it's a win-win situation. A lot of the fans are more confident, and they believe in Emory Jones a lot more. And also, I'm sure Florida as a whole, as a team, says, we can play against the best of the best. And so it's amazing to see, after a loss, you're still more confident going out of this game.
Roman Harper with us from the SEC Network. He is on the Pepsi Hotline, at Harp_41 on Instagram is where you follow him. On Twitter, at Harp41. Just throw the underscore in there for Instagram. Pro Football Focus, Harp, the college side of that, they grade film. I don't know that they get it right, but I don't know how to grade film, so I can't check them. They graded Henry To'oTo'o at 50, gave him a grade of 50 against the run Saturday. Which is not good, obviously. When you watch the tape, did the same thing jump out at you with Alabama's middle linebacker?
No, not really. I mean, he fit a couple runs maybe a little bit wrong, but he's such an instinctual player. I mean, that they don't know. That's the one thing that bothers me about pro football. And look, they've done better, and they've gotten better people to study the film and all that stuff. But it's not like he's not going to start. And the only knock I have on To'oTo'o is he's not as big as I thought he was.
Yeah,
he's not a very big linebacker, but he still can run. He actually plays really good in pass coverage too, which is something that Christian Harris doesn't do as well. So, and if you really want to see some linebackers, like, go look at Georgia. Those guys are scary. That's a scary defense. In Alabama, they got to play complete team defense and lean on their game changers, which is Will Anderson, To'oTo'o, and Christian Harris. Those guys have got to be game changers. Josh Jogue has to be a game changer on the outside. They can't just throw up a one ball and all of a sudden they get a lucky play penalty against them for pass interference, which is more and more what teams and offenses are doing now. That's also why sometimes I was kind of frustrated watching some of the play calls of the defense of Alabama, not just the players, it's the play calling as well. Where sometimes if a quarterback is not shown that he can consistently beat you throwing the football, sometimes it's better just to play coverage. Because when you blitz them on a third down or a fourth down situation, as soon as they see blitz, they're just throwing a one ball to the outside and say, hey, the worst thing that could happen, you know, three things are going to happen. They're going to knock it down, or we're going to catch it, or we're going to get a pass interference. And two out of those three things are good for us. So they just throw it up, and then you get one of those. And you saw that a couple times on Saturday. And I just want to be better as a whole, as a unit, if you're playing defense for Alabama.
Kentucky surviving Chattanooga is not like Alabama surviving Florida. But I still believe in this Kentucky team. I don't know where you are. These guys dog me out because I say Kentucky can get to 10 wins. I love the addition of Robinson. I love Rodriguez running the football. I think Levis is a quality quarterback. He's not great, but he's quality. And it's Mark Stoops' defense. Where are you on Kentucky? I know it's a tricky game, especially only -5 on the road in Columbia this week. But ultimately, where do you think Kentucky ends up?
No, I'm with you, LT. I don't think they get 9 or 10 wins, but they're definitely – in the conversation, and that's only I say that because you got to beat Florida if you're going to get, and that's just like, you know, I could slap Superman in the face if it's kryptonite on his neck, you know what I mean? And that's what Florida is with Kentucky. It's just, they just can't beat them for whatever reason. But I do like what Kentucky's doing. I love the offensive game plan. They look different. They feel different. And the one check I give in Kentucky's box, I know it wasn't a pretty win versus Chattanooga, but the first game, they won the game and they threw the ball for 400-plus yards. The second game versus Missouri, they ran the ball for 200 yards with Chris Rodriguez and didn't throw it as well. This last game, they struggled throwing the ball well on just average plays. But they scored defensively to set them up to win the game. So that's three games. That's three different ways that you won a game. And that shows me that, hey, we can win in multiple facets. And going down the stretch, those are the most dangerous teams. That they don't just beat you one way. They can beat you special teams. They can beat you defensively, and they can beat you offensively throwing or running the football. That right there means that you got more outs. I like Kentucky for those reasons.
You're way too young to have had a magic eight ball when you were a kid. It was the worst Christmas gift ever. Back when I got one.
Yeah, that's
one.
A terrible Christmas gift, but I had one. It's a terrible Christmas gift, though.
It was horrible. It wasn't the only thing I had under the tree, but it was one of the things. But I hated it because, you know, it was just so random. But if you're shaking that magic eight ball and telling me what you're getting from LSU or Mississippi State this weekend, I think it would be too early to tell, or whatever that ambiguous one would pop up there. Can you make heads or tails of this LSU-Mississippi State game this weekend? And is there anything you like about either one of these teams that's consistent?
Mississippi State's defense is pretty consistent. Like, these guys fly around and they make plays. I mean, they only gave up like one touchdown versus Memphis. Everything else was on the offense and the special teams and everybody else's fault. Had nothing to do with Mississippi State's defense. They're good. That is the most consistent thing. But I will say this. The one thing I do know coming out about this game is that neither team cares about running the football, and neither team is going to even try and run the football. That shocks me when I look at LSU and Coach O and his mentality and what they're always trying to talk about and this, that, and the other. When LSU, they don't even try and run the football. They got Max Johnson dropping back, throwing the ball 45 times. They have to try and protect him and keep him out of harm's way versus Mississippi State and that defensive line and that pressure that they bring. And their cornerbacks of Mississippi State are some of the tops in all of the SEC. They tackle extremely well in space, and I really like the way that they play. But offensively, they score in bunches, but they score in spurts. And then you could also go two quarters of seeing Mississippi State not do anything offensively. So I don't know what to expect. You guys are right. I still have not picked a winner in that game. But it's still out there. The jury's still out there when it comes to what LSU is, who versus who we think they can be, and what they've actually shown us. I think Durante Jones has done a better job the last couple weeks since the UCLA disappointing loss of, all right, what are we trying to get accomplished on defense each and every snap, and can we actually line up and play the call that I'm calling?
All right, he is Roman Harper. See him on the SEC Network at Harp41 on Twitter, at Harp_41 on Instagram. Roman, it is always great, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it, guys. Check me out, man. We'll be down there in Columbia. Hopefully I'm not sweating too much. Last week in Gainesville was awful. And you know what? I didn't know Gainesville was so, like, they say it's the swamp. It's, like, in the middle of nowhere. This is what they call rural Florida.
Rural Florida. We got to get you some nut dust.
Yeah. I need that. I didn't even, yeah. That sounds like something I could probably use.
We ask if the alligator chomped at Feinbaum there at the end, would it have gone straight to bone? Like it's when you bite into a piece of chicken and you get nothing but bone?
You know, the thing was, so literally I'm watching this live, And, you know, before the show came on, they let us, like, hold the baby gator, right? Which I think was the SEC. SEC Nation was the gator's name. And then Paul, as soon as the show starts, Paul, like, I love Paul because Paul's, like, locked in once he's paying attention. And then when he's not listening to anybody, he's, like, off on a tangent somewhere. He's on his phone. He's not even on stage. We don't even know where Paul is. So all of a sudden the camera comes on, and Paul's, like, right there in front of the gator. And I'm over here at, like, Paul, you know we didn't practice this, right? This is not this is not it. This is not what we practiced or talked about, Paul. And he's over here like, hey, throw me the pin. I'm going to see if I can stab it. I'm like, Paul, don't touch the gator, Paul. Please don't touch the gator. So, you know, and our producers and stuff in the trucks and stuff were like, oh, my God, they're all freaking out about Paul. They're like, what is Paul doing? What is Paul? And next you know, but it makes for great TV. Every week, Paul gives us something that we just are not ready for. The first week, he smashed the University of Texas helmet, which then the University of Texas is calling us like, hey, we're probably going to need you to replace that helmet. You're supposed to just borrow the helmet. But Paul slammed the helmet. Kind of disrespectful to slam our helmet, too. So, you know, who cares? Who cares? It's all about good TV.
That's right. All right, Harp. Thanks, man. Enjoy Columbia.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, buddy. Take care. Roman Harper with us on the Pepsi Hotline. Consistently one of the smartest guests we have on this show, by the way.
He's so good. He watches nonstop and really puts a lot of pride in his job.
What? Who labeled him the smartest guest we had first? And now you just pile on. Calling.
Rockstar.
Can you not have your own favorite guest? Let me have my own. My goodness. Ride my coattail, man. Come on.
There's still one more day in this week.
I know.
Where are you going to lunch today? you didn't even tell me in break where this was.
Me neither.
Bro.
That's two straight breaks
next
now.
Next break. I got Kentucky, South Carolina is where they're sending that crew.
I think. How come
they're not in Starkville?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean.
Why aren't they in Dallas? Even Gainesville. Tennessee, Florida, the game sounds better.
Well, they were just in Gainesville. I think they tried to spread it around a little bit.
But to roll to South Carolina, I mean.
I'd be in Dallas.
I'd be in Starkville or Dallas. Or go to Nashville. Knock out a Vandy real quick.
That's where Clay and his guys are going to be.
They're going to be in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Home game for Clay.
Yeah. He's like, I got to be in Tuscaloosa next week. It's going to be hard charging with LT. Let me stay home this week in Vandy. Part of our show brought to you by our friends at Bromberg's.
Yeah, family owned, operated since 1836. Bromberg's has established that solid reputation as a fine purveyor of quality diamonds as well as jewelry, timepieces, and gifts. Bromberg's has also got an extensive giftware department to service the registries of brides and grooms right here in Birmingham. You can go to the two locations, Mountain Brook and the Summit. You can also go online and shop today. Go to Bromberg's.com.
As Jack says, really like listening to Harp, and I would agree with Brown. He's probably the smartest guest, one of them at least, we have on that talks football. He explains it so well to me, and I really enjoy listening to him. And he thinks that, this A&M team is not blocking well enough. And that's going to be a problem against that Arkansas defense. If that offensive line doesn't step up for A&M this week, you heard Harp, they're going to have a problem with that Arkansas D.
One of the biggest problems with A&M in 2018 and 2019 was their ability to protect quarterback. And then they got that right. And that's one of the reasons Kellen Mond didn't make the mistakes that he had made the years before. And one of the reasons that A&M only lost one game and had an opportunity to maybe sneak into a college football playoff, the offensive line is not even close to what it was last year. And that's a big problem. And especially when we saw what Arkansas was able to do against Texas. Again, I've just got this feeling that this is the game A&M bounces back, but I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I would love to see Jimbo lose this game.
But you know, Brown, that when people say offensive line, they talk about offensive line blocking. Everyone's always thinking about pass protection, right? And they look at sacks and how – but really – being able to run the football, like you heard Stan said, the thing that impressed him most about Auburn up there was their ability to run the football and the offensive line the way they played. And that's important for A&M this weekend, to be able to establish the run.
But on the other side of that, Jim, Arkansas is going to run it, and they're going to be committed to the run, and there's nothing that happens in that game that gets them off running the football. That is Sam Pittman's DNA.
That's right.
He's going to run that football.
Yeah, I mean, it is built in his DNA. It's built into his chemistry, his way of playing football. That's what he loves.
And A&M has been susceptible to the run. I mean, Kent State ran for 226 on them that first Thursday night.
Yeah,
Colorado, who couldn't get 50 yards total offense against Minnesota, ran for 171 on them.
I'm much more concerned with their rush defense right now than than their rush offense. I mean, Spiller and Achane are still averaging over 6 yards a carry.
Yeah. I think it's a big concern. I'm talking myself into Arkansas winning this game. I don't think I'm ready to pull the trigger on that, but I think this is a tough game for A&M.
Yeah, it'll be one of our pick six games that you can do tomorrow, brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll tell you more about how you can do that tomorrow on the show, but we do that at Next Round Live every week. We had 11 finalist qualifiers week one that were 6-0. We had one that was 6-0 in week two, and then we had 13 qualifiers this week that were 5-1. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to play every week. You just have to get into the finals for week 13 to try to win the grand prize from Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm leaning A&M, but the one thing, you go back to Arkansas and Texas in that game, Arkansas was more physical from the whistle to the buzzer.
Yep.
Arkansas was more physical. I want to see if the Aggies can man up and match the physicalness of the Arkansas Razorbacks. If you're looking to match what we do here on the show with some of our great sponsors, you've got to use Wayne's, because everyone on this show uses Wayne's. They're the exclusive provider for pest prevention, mosquito control, lawn care service, and termite protection for the entire Next Round. You can be part of the Wayne's family too right now, and you can even get $60 off your initial Environ Pest service right now. TNR is the code you need for that discount. TNR, that's the initials for the Next Round. You get $60 off your initial EnviroPest service by using TNR after you call 866-WAYNES-1, 866-WAYNES-1. Founded in 1973 right here, headquartered in Birmingham, Alabama, but serving all of the Southeastern Conference footprint, including Nashville, Tuscaloosa, Auburn, and Knoxville. It's our friends at Wayne's. Call them up, 866-WAYNES-1.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. Major situation the other day, basement and garage flooded. So who did I call? Our friends at DryTech Water Restoration. Call them today, 205-637-0143. They were at my house within an hour. They will always respond quickly, and they answer the phone, 205-637-0143. They work for the customer, not the insurance company. No ties to any insurance companies. Go online, mydrytech.com. That's mydrytech.com, or call 205-637-0143.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick. The type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera. And the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
I can't say it simpler than this. Way to Wellness saved my life. I'm Jim Dunaway, and the Way to Wellness program helped me lose 45 pounds and get my blood pressure and cholesterol in check. You can do it too. Go to the website, aplanforme.com. No cookie cutter plan. Everything is designed for you. The program is overseen by board certified professionals. There are no contracts, there are no sign up fees, and you get a free consultation. The website is aplanforme.com. Tell them you want a plan like Jim. Way to Wellness, your journey to healthy living.
Start your day online at nextroundlive.com. Get all the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. And it's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Talladega is home to big campgrounds, big parties, big playoff hopes, and oh yeah, the big one. NASCAR playoffs at Talladega, October 2nd through the 3rd. Get your tickets for the Yellowwood 500 weekend now at talladegasuperspeedway.com.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and our entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters. It's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
If you owe back taxes and are looking for a way out, I've got the answer.
This is Jim Dunaway, and I've seen what ignoring IRS tax problems can do. There is hope, and it starts by calling my friend Perry Cronin with Axiom Tax Resolution Group. Let me explain two things. One, the IRS is starting to take the gloves off again post-pandemic. That means they are getting more aggressive with their collection efforts. Don't fall victim to liens and garnishments. Call Perry Cronin today. The second thing is this. Don't call some national 1-800 number. This is too important for you to be just some other number. Perry and his daughter, Teresa Cronin, are tax professionals right in our area. You'll meet with them face-to-face, and they'll give you a free consultation. Call 205-872-1100. That's 205-872-1100. Or the website, 205tax.com. Perry Cronin can show you there's hope when dealing with the IRS. Visit 205tax.com.
Drunk driving prevention is a priority at Anheuser-Busch. You can't drive drunk if you don't drive there. Encourage friends to join in the pledge to Decide to Ride on DecideToRide.com. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and The Next Round. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Lance Taylor from The Next Round. I'm absolutely loving my Alfa Romeo Stelvio that I've been in for months now, and right now, you can get up to $3,500 bonus cash plus 1.9% financing for 72 months on the all-new 2021 Alfa Romeo Giulias and the Stelvios at Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo USA of Birmingham.com, 1837 Grants Mill Road, exit 27, right off of I-459.
In the chat room, Wicked Roller says A&M Arkansas is going to be a 17-13 game. That's just what they want you to think.
That's higher than that, I think.
Brett says Woo-Pig Suey. He likes them by 10. I agree with Paul. I like the Aggies in this one because of the injuries. Arkansas limited them with a couple of linemen. Running backs hurt.
Treylon Burks is in a boot. I didn't realize that. That's
wide receiver Burks is in a boot, says Paul. I haven't seen him in a boot, but that's what he says. So Arkansas is a little banged up. Pittman's been talking about that all week. Part of our show being brought to you by the great folks at Simpio. Those folks were by the other day. They sat in our studio for a little bit. Great crew. They helped us from the beginning.
Yeah, look, they are the first call we made. Look, Simpio is going to take care of all the BS in every single office. The next round here, we're a startup. We didn't know what we were doing. They take care of the four pillars: compliance, HR, payroll, benefits. If you've got one of these companies out there, this is the call you need to make. Simpio, one of the fastest growing companies in the Southeast. Simpio has brought a concept to Alabama that many were unaware existed. It has taken over the state. When your organization joins Simpio, you gain access to healthcare and employer benefits at prices only large organizations get on average. Simpio is saving companies of all sizes and industries over 18% of their net fees. You can join Simpio any time of the year. There is no annual contract. That being said, Simpio in over 3 years of business, 99% retention rate. Call Blake and the guys today, 205-635-7467, or go online to check out more information, Simpio.com.
Really great people at Simpio. I turned Brown into HR yesterday with our friends at Simpio when he unzipped his outerwear and showed us all those chest hairs and stuff. So I thought that was a little not suitable for work.
I have very light hair on my chest. I don't have a very hairy chest.
Let's have a chest off.
Yeah, well, I don't have any hair on my chest either, but well,
I shaved mine. Sure, yeah.
I don't believe you. I only see it.
Hey, what was the foot fetish thing I sent you the other day? Is it an Instagram account?
I don't know. I mean, you sent it to me. You're the one that was sending it to me.
No, I thought that. Let me see if I can find it.
I didn't click on it because I was afraid
please.
I was being spammed.
Welcome back, Jim.
It's not any.
No, I'll tell you what it pops up on.
It's not any of the ones I follow.
Yeah.
You saw what I saw, though.
Yeah, there was an interesting favorite on there.
I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah. Somebody had liked
it. Yeah, I did see that.
Somebody had liked it that surprised me.
I can't find it. But it came up on one of these other sites. It was like a bar stool or something that was talking about what girls are doing for money now.
No, I got to hear. It's at FeetFinder, FeetFinder.com.
Give them a free commercial.
Give me Kim Basinger.
No, but I think girls are actually getting paid to take pictures of their feet.
Oh, yeah. There's anything you can think of. Anything.
Wow, it really is.
Yeah, Rockstar said you could find a site that is back of girls' knees.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like I'm into pinky toes. That's it. Pinky toes with a Sharpie on the toenail. I love it.
What do you call the back of a kneecap? What's this spot, right? Does it have a nickname?
Sweat gatherer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sweat gatherer. We can make some dust for that, too, Rockstar. All right, let's get to trash, and then later we will talk to Brown's buddy from the desert, Kelvin Todd. Kelvin or Kevin?
That's Kevin.
Kevin Todd.
3-0 last week. He got Rockstar and Amazon gift card.
That's right. So that'll be good. And then John Metchie at the top of the hour. But right now, the big button Rockstar.
Let me tell you, it is because we are stronger and we are happier at the end of the day than most men. And that is factual, and you know it.
When men are married to women who scream like you, they just want to die sooner.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Hey, there is no place like home, and nobody knows that better than our friends at Mortgage Right. With locations nationwide, they are the perfect matchmaker to connect you with the home of your dreams. Mortgage Right's team of skilled professionals, they've got the skills and knowledge to move you in with confidence. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to get started on your home buying journey. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. We start first. Interesting story here. Our printer's not working up here, by the way, so
that is interesting.
This is the headline.
That is an interesting story.
Scandinavians are sticking nicotine pouches up their backsides.
Oh.
Yeah. To keep you from smoking from your butt, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
But literally, I think my dad said one time, if I don't, something about.
You didn't get your mouth washed out with soap?
It was about something
you
about
snuff up the ass.
Smoke out my butt.
Okay, so health experts from across Denmark, including the country's National Health Institute, confirmed the trend to DR independently. Now, Motherboard found multiple threads on Scandinavian forums where users discuss placing nicotine pouches up their intimate body parts. Now, nicotine pouches are popular in Scandinavia, especially among young people. Snunnus is a wet tobacco pouch that originates from Sweden, has a long tradition in the sub-region, despite being illegal in every European Union country, save Sweden itself. Now, in Denmark, the word snunnus is oftentimes used as a catch-all term for any tobacco or nicotine pouch placed underneath the upper lip. Users report a mild burning sensation in the gum during use. I was never a dipper. Did you guys ever have the Skull Bandits?
No, I did not have the Skull Bandits. We used to have some coworkers back in the day that would leave their Skull Bandits behind, and it was one of the most disgusting things.
It was. I tried to dip one time.
I did too, Jim.
It was the old, I think it was Skull, but it wasn't in a pouch. It was the real dip.
Yeah, the snuff.
And it was in high school.
It was.
And boy, I got sick. We were drinking. We were at Susan Allen. Her dad called yesterday. We were at her house for a party, and I went outside.
Dunaway went down.
I did. I went out first, and I, you know, just sat down, leaned up against my car, front tire, and I'm just sitting there. World starts turning upside down, man. It's and I had a beer, maybe a beer and a half.
I dipped
and
one time.
I lost my cookies.
I dipped one time. It was Hawken was the name of it.
Oh, that was like candy.
I know. It did taste like candy at first, but then it started burning the back of my throat, so I had to get rid of that.
Well, apparently this is why they're doing it. According to this Norwegian forum, one person tried to put snunnus up my anus once. Quite painful after just a few minutes, but the nicotine craving disappears.
Chris says it's pronounced snooze.
All right.
That's the way they say it over there.
You know, I think
snooze up my anus.
And Dustin says, if you're putting it
watch
up your
that.
Anus, Dustin says, if you're putting up your anus, does that make it Krappenhagen instead of Copenhagen?
Hey, one of the funniest Johnny Knoxville bits of all time. They go to a place, I think it was in Vermont, that was named My Anus, Vermont. And all they did was walk around the town. It's like, there's a Jack Russell Terrier in my anus. That's all they did. I don't know why it was so funny to me.
38-year-old man who claimed to be scouting out a field to go lamping or dazzling rabbits when he was caught with 58,000 pounds worth of drugs has been jailed for 8 years by a judge who described his explanation as, quote, completely unbelievable. Carl Humphreys has denied the charge of possessing cannabis resin for sale or supply, but a jury found him guilty of the offense following a trial last July. Now, Humphreys made no admissions during the interview following his arrest, told authorities he had gone to the area to scout it out to see if it was a suitable location to go lamping rabbits. Is that...
It's like, honey, but you got to... When you said 58,000 pounds, pounds as in currency, not 58,000 pounds of drugs.
That would be a lot. Drugs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would be. Anyway, he was not involved in the drug trade. He said it was a coincidence. He was there with a bag of cannabis.
Total coincidence.
Repeated his claim that he was scouting out the field for lamping or dazzling rabbits during the trial. Yeah. I guess that's somebody's hobby. He got sentenced 10 years in prison, by the way.
Yeah, 5,800 pounds would have been how many tons, right?
It's 2,000 pounds a ton.
No, do you think, like, if you're on, you know, a Tinder website or something, or one of those apps over wherever this guy is across the pond,
Ireland.
Do you think in Ireland, do you think that's somebody's hobby is dazzling or lamping rabbits?
It's lamping is basically you
hunting
started
night,
hunting
lamps.
At night with lamps.
Okay.
Is that what it really is?
Yeah, that's
what it says right here on Rockstar's screen.
Well, it does.
Hunting at night with lamps. Good job, Jimmy.
Got that one right. That's how we did it back when I was born.
Yeah, back in the
before electricity.
Got some funny newspaper corrections. Typically, these are on the back page, right? Or used to be.
Yeah, used to be.
Due to a typing error, Saturday's story on local artist John Henniger mistakenly reported that Henniger's bandmate Eric Lede was on drugs. The story should have read that Lede was on drums. The Centennial regrets the error.
Sorry about that, Eric. Totally off drugs.
Here's another one.
What,
in
Mom?
The September profile of Chelsea Clinton, Waiting in the Wings by Jonathan Van Meter, Dan Bayer was mistakenly identified as an interior designer. He is actually Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor at the U.S. Department of State.
Oh, I'm kind of close.
You think he got a little offended?
Yes. An interior designer.
Let's move these tanks over here. Move those.
Well, here's another one. Another funny newspaper correction. In yesterday's paper in Chris Searle's Jazz Albums column, we incorrectly referred to Don Rendell as a terrorist when it clearly should have been a tenorist. We apologize for any offense.
I'm here to blow up the building.
And the final one you're going to have to keep up with me on this. This one's a tough one. On page 8 of Monday's sports section, we captioned the picture Mark Rivers swoops in on Tranmere Rovers' Alan Mahan during Cruz Alexander's 2-0 win.
Wow.
Now, the Crew player was Sean Smith, not Mark Rivers. The Tremere player was Dave Schlenar, not Alan Mahone. Crew did not win 2-0. They lost 2-0.
I mean, every single thing about the article was wrong.
No, one fact
they got
right.
They got 2-0 right. The Crew is soccer, right? Columbus Crew.
We're going to apologize for pretty much everything there.
Okay, the forum you can go to, Quora, is that right?
Quora.
I've got more questions from Quora. First one. Can I force my 17-year-old son to wear a bra for a month as punishment for disrespecting girls?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Here's another one. My 4-year-old's art is terrible. Should I tell her?
I'm going to use the word terrible.
You're awful. You just got to stop.
Hey, try that one again.
Better at other things.
Yeah. They're lines for a reason.
Just give her to dad when it's time to play Pictionary.
Here's another question from Quora. I told my boyfriend that he's worthless, so he dumped me and blocked me. Is he being too insecure?
Just said you're worthless. Grow a pair.
Yeah. Well, but do you want to spend the rest of your life with her?
Nope.
Okay. This person should be shot.
Really?
Yep. I gave my daughter's dog away when she went off to college. Now she wants to see it. How do I handle this?
That is a tough move. You're going to give one identical?
Let me tell you where you're going to have to drive to see the dog.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you've almost got to tell her the dog got hit by a car.
Yeah. Here's the good news. Your dog's not in heaven. It's just at a farm out near New Rochelle.
Literally went to the farm.
And the final question from Kiora. I found a ripped hole in a pair of my wife's work pants. She says she doesn't know how it happened. What should I assume?
She's probably having an affair.
Yeah. I don't know. What should I think? Yeah. What should I assume?
I'm sure it's an affair.
Where's the hole?
I'll tell you, Lance, after we're done with the break.
Okay, so Halloween 2021 is getting interesting. Which one of you guys likes ranch? One of y'all likes ranch?
I like ranch. Okay. The dressing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like ranch.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind ranch.
Yeah, I don't mind it either. I mean, I'm not one of those that, I mean, there are people that live and
like
die by ranch.
Like putting on pizza.
Yeah. Can I tell you, though, I like.
There's limits, yeah.
I am unique, though. I like the old school Hidden Valley that you mix that is really runny.
Yeah.
I don't like the thick ranch. I like it to be sort of runny.
Well, so our friend Will Haver at Taco Mama, they do a really good, you build your own bowl, and they'll do a tuna bowl, and you can get the Chipotle Ranch.
Very good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So good. Anyway, Hidden Valley Ranch offers up a new limited edition Halloween treat size packets of their ranch dressing that you can give out for Halloween this year.
Oh, wow. That wouldn't piss me off.
It's exactly what people, can you imagine the destruction that kids are doing now and what they're going to do with this ranch if you give them a packet?
I got a pack of ranch.
The 15 fluid ounce bag of 30 ranch packets doesn't come cheap. It's going to cost you $20 per bag.
Now, the Hidden Valley Ranch costume looks like a bottle of Hidden Valley Ranch dressing. It'll cost you $40. So you can actually dress up now as a bottle of Hidden Valley Ranch.
Yeah, I don't think I want to do that.
I'd rather dress up as opposed to...
To get it in my bag.
Yeah. I'd rather be a bottle of ranch than to get it.
I'd rather be some snooze.
Are we doing Halloween on the set this year?
We can. I mean, it's not actually Halloween. Halloween's on a Sunday.
Since we've got a visual, yeah, we'll be like the Today Show. We'll do it the Friday before.
Okay.
Well, I think we should do a Sunday show. It's on Sunday.
Yeah. Highballs, who's watching there on Twitch, says Highballs. No, which is.
I think I like the thick ranch.
He says runny ranch is greater than thick ranch.
I'm with Lance. I like the thick ranch. Yeah. I mean, it's almost, in the middle, probably.
You know, when you do the wings and they try to make you choose between blue cheese and ranch, I always tell them both, and I go back and forth, and I kind of like the blue cheese more.
I'm better on the ranch, yeah.
I know Rocky's not a big blue cheese guy.
No. I can do ranch tolerated.
I'm with Rocky.
I can't do blue cheese.
When I get the wedge, I ask them to go to ranch on the wedge.
I like blue cheese. I was about to say, I like blue cheese with wedge. It's something about the onion.
So good.
And I like...
There's a certain place that I'm not going to mention, but they have a really good wedge.
Yeah.
Did I used to buy you steaks there?
I don't know, Dunaway. Yeah.
The other thing I like blue cheese on is chicken wings, bone-in chicken wings.
Yeah.
I like to dip my chicken wings in that. That is trash, I'm assuming.
It is, Dunaway. Life... I'll do this next time. You want me to just do that?
What should I assume?
Life comes at you fast, but our friends at Mortgage Right, they are faster. If you're looking to refinance with a multitude of trusted professionals behind them, Mortgage Right, they've got your back. Whether you need a cash-out refinance to pay off your debt, make home repairs, or just looking for a lower interest rate, Mortgage Right, they've got the right option for you. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to get started. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, couple of notes from college football before Brown talks to his friend in the desert. Do you know James Skalski, the linebacker, James Skalski of Clemson, leads the country in defensive stops right now. He's got 11.
Hey, that defense is lights out. Again, they haven't given up an offensive touchdown. Say what you want about their offense. If you could pair that defense with, say, Ohio State.
Yeah, almost any functional offense. Yeah.
I mean, that would be an elite team.
The new members of the Big 12, when they get their new members together, take out Texas and Oklahoma, they've combined, guess how many national champions?
The new members of the Big 12?
Do you give Central Florida credit for the one?
No.
Zero.
And then it's zero, I think.
Two. 1984 BYU, the most controversial one, and 1938 TCU. Ivan Mazel in our morning round, you can read it. Says, boy, there's no way you can sell this. They have lowered their standards to keep this conference together.
Keep it afloat, yeah.
And it's a good red zone number. 92 of 97 trips to the red zone, Kansas State has scored points under Chris Klieman and now in his third year at Kansas State.
That's impressive.
That is an impressive number.
I thought it was going to come to an end last week against Carson Strong in Nevada. Nevada on the road laying one against Kansas State with a backup quarterback and Will Howard. But Deuce Vaughn and their ability to run the football, the way Klieman calls a game, I mean, that is a team that is so fundamental, and they're going to be one of those scary teams. They're probably not talent-wise good enough to win 9 or 10 games, but they're going to win 8 games, and they're going to beat somebody like in Oklahoma they shouldn't beat this year.
The touchdown field goal ratio is not where they want it, but they point out what LT is saying because they run 3 out of every 4 snaps. It's almost NFL-like with condensed amount of possessions. They play a very shortened game at Kansas State. But, I mean, Wisconsin almost had that many misses in the red zone in that one game against Penn State.
They've
only had 5 non-scoring trips to the red zone in 3 years with Klieman.
2 fumbles and a blocked field goal, I think, in 3 red zone trips.
Yeah, how about that?
For Wisconsin.
All right. Rockstar is going to tell us about his guy, Adam Mestre, and then we're going to hear from our friend in the desert, Rocky.
Is Adam Mestre, M-E-S-T-R-E.
S-T-R-E.
Yeah. Adam is a third-generation realtor born and raised in Birmingham, so you know it's the area. You want a guy like Adam to find a house for you? Why rent when you can buy? Buying a home is the largest financial decision you will make, so make sure you are using an agent that you can trust to help you walk through the process. Call Adam Mestre for a free home evaluation at 205-422-0589 at MD Realty. We make house calls.
And congratulations to the Legion. Big 4-0 win over Atlanta United 2 last night. Nico Brett with a couple of more goals. He's tied for 2nd in the league with scores for the Legion. They're at home 4 o'clock on Sunday when they take on Charlotte, chasing down the postseason. This is the next round.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.
The season for golf is far from over. Ryan Brown here for the next round. Make sure you take advantage of the great weather heading our way at Ballantrae Golf Club, 620-GOLF, 620-4653. It's also never too late to fix your game. The Thompson School of Golf is based there at Ballantrae. They can help you as well. 620-GOLF for a tee time, 620-4653. 18 championship holes of golf at Ballantrae, always in fantastic shape, and it is so easy to get to. They treat you like family there at Ballantrae. Take it from me. I love the game. 620-GOLF, 620-4653.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters, it's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about one of our favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is Hamburger Heaven since 1982. Hamburger Heaven has been serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order. All of their ingredients are fresh and prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each and every day. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, visit any of the 4 locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood.
The Double Down Media Podcast family is live, including the Mystery Fifth Hour, a chance for the next round host to talk everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, the weekly college football conversation, while sipping some of the most interesting pours of bourbon in the world. And the Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. Lance Taylor takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmont Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, nextroundlive.com. Anheuser-Busch wants every experience for you around beer to be a good one. And getting home safely is always a priority. So encourage friends to decide to ride, whether it's by being the designated driver, calling an Uber, or taking public transit. You cannot drive drunk if you don't drive there. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and the next round, Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer? September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and the expert urologists at Urology Centers of Alabama are leading the way in diagnosing and treating men with prostate cancer. Early detection is the key to survival. Guys, if you're over 50, it's time to have your PSA levels checked. It only requires a simple blood test and physical exam. With 13 convenient locations, making an appointment is a no-brainer. Visit UrologyCentersAlabama.com or call 205-930-0920.
Stay up to date with the next round on the website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos from the show, plus podcasts like The Mystery Fifth Hour, Bama and Bourbon, Last Call, and others from our Double Down Media podcast family. You can start your day with the latest college football stories, plus easy to listen to hour-by-hour downloads of the live show. Nextroundlive.com, a great way to stream the show live or shop in the Next Round store. Make nextroundlive.com your homepage. That's nextroundlive.com. If you owe back taxes and are looking for a way out, I've got the answer. This is Jim Dunaway, and I've seen what ignoring IRS tax problems can do. There is hope, and it starts by calling my friend Perry Cronin with Axiom Tax Resolution Group. Let me explain two things. One, the IRS is starting to take the gloves off again post-pandemic. That means they are getting more aggressive with their collection efforts. Don't fall victim to liens and garnishments. Call Perry Cronin today. The second thing is this. Don't call some national 1-800 number. This is too important for you to be just some other number. Perry and his daughter, Teresa Cronin, are tax professionals right in our area. You'll meet with them face-to-face, and they'll give you a free consultation. Call 205-872-1100. That's 205-872-1100. Or the website, 205tax.com. Perry Cronin can show you there's hope when dealing with the IRS. Visit 205tax.com.
We're back on the next round presented by Bud Light. Let's head to the Pepsi hotline right now. Our guy Kevin Todd is with us, coming off a big 3-0. Kevin Todd, of course, is the president and CEO of Sports Brokers, thesportsbrokers.com. Hey, Kevin, what's up, man?
How you doing? Listen, I owe Rockstar a $50 gift card, But I already talked to him because I went 3-0. I'm sending him a $50 Venmo so he could go out to lunch today and make sure he takes care of you.
Oh, yeah. Are you
I'm not taking care of anybody, but I'll take. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate
that's
it.
That's very kind of you. A $50
I'm
going to
do an expensive
Venmo.
Lunch by myself. That's right.
He's
going
to blow it all in one stop. So a 3-0 out of you last week. That was a big week for you, man. You saw things clearly, I see.
Not only that, if you remember, I told everyone to follow me on Twitter at Kevin Todd Sports. I probably won about 30-something thousand dollars in the sports book yesterday with winning tickets.
Wow. That's very impressive. Well, let's
I'm just doing my job. That's all.
I know. That's your job. That's what you do at thesportsbrokers.com. Well, here's what we do each week. We each pick three games, and if Kevin goes 3-0, he gives Rockstar $50. If I beat him, I just get bragging rights, and eventually if I beat him for the season, he's going to make a big donation to a charity of my choice. So where do you want to start, Kevin?
Well, I'm going to go right into the NFL, and I know this is a big number, but listen, I just don't trust this team. I'm going to take Denver here minus the 10 points. They're going home after their first two games on the road were away, plus they're 17-3-1 against the spread against non-division opponents and home openers. Teddy Bridgewater is also 36-13 as a starter. And listen to these numbers, guys. 4 sacks, 6 tackles for loss, 7 QB hits, and 4 picks. That was the quarterback last week for the Jets. I think this Denver defense is actually better than New England. I'm going to lay the 10 points here with Denver, and they win by at least 2 touchdowns.
Wow. So Denver is your first pick, and you think they run this week in the NFL. I am going to stay in the college game. I'm going to take Arkansas plus the 5. I like the way Arkansas runs the football. Texas A&M has been susceptible to the run, Kevin. So I like Arkansas plus the 5 in that game there in Dallas.
Okay, before I go on to my next pick, listen, folks, I'm telling you right now, if you want to make sport, if you want to make money, sports investing, you got to give me a call. I've been getting some serious information the last 2 weeks, and the proof is in the pudding. I put all my tickets on my website, or on my Twitter handle, at Kevin Todd Sports. I'm one of the few people that puts their money where their mouth is. I've got such strong information on this game tonight in the NFL, and I want to release it to you. In fact, I want to give it to you for free. I want to earn your business. You give me a call at 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. Or go to my website, The Sports Brokers. Read up about me. See who I am. I'm here, and I want to help you. For my second pick now, I want you to listen to these numbers. Rockstar, I know you went to school, and you could add this up, okay?
All right, Rockstar, 31, do math. Here we go. Yeah.
31-0, 35-0, 42-0. You know what that is? That is the first half scores of Connecticut. That's how they lost. They're playing Wyoming. Now, you know I've been pretty much been riding Wyoming the last 2 weeks. I'm going to ride them again, but this is a special bet. I'm taking Wyoming in the first half, folks, minus the 17 on the road to Connecticut. Wyoming's last two games in the first half were 31-0 and 28-10. I love this play, Wyoming minus 17 in the first half.
All right, I'm going to come back with Wisconsin minus the 6 over Notre Dame. I've watched Notre Dame. This is a team that is offensively challenged at times. That Wisconsin defense is really, really good. I think they'll line up. They'll run it on Notre Dame. I like Wisconsin minus the 6 at Soldier Field.
All right, like I said before, folks, listen, give me a call. I'm here. My brokers are standing by. I want to help you. 888-320-7517. I've got very good information tonight on this NFL matchup. Do not play this game on your own. You're going to lose. For my last pick, I'm going into college football, and I like Missouri here on the road, minus 1. They're playing Boston College. So you're looking at Boston College. You're thinking, oh, they're in the ACC. They're a good team. But listen, they lost their starting quarterback. The backup quarterback came into the game last week. 5-for-13, 34 yards, 1 pick, 1 touchdown. And if you look at the schools that Boston College has played, listen, Colgate, Temple, and UMass. Me, you, and Rockstar could beat those teams.
No doubt.
That being said, I love Missouri in this spot. They're laying 1 on the road. Plus, Coach Drunkwitz, he's 4-1 against the spread as a road favorite against non-conference opponents. Give me Missouri here all day, minus the 1 at Boston College.
All right, Missouri minus the 1 from Kevin Todd there. I'm going to come back in a yucky, yucky ACC game Florida State is 0-3, Kevin. I have not been impressed with Louisville, though. Even in a win over Central Florida, I think Florida State, I don't know that they're going to win it, but they're catching two at home. I like Florida State plus the two at home against Louisville. That's my final pick.
I agree with you on that, Pack. I actually like that game.
All right.
Well, I'm there.
Yeah, you went 3-0 last week, so that's good. So quickly to recap, Kevin, who was 3-0 last week, Denver in the NFL minus the 10, Wyoming first half minus 17, and Mizzou minus 1. I like Arkansas plus the 5, Wisconsin laying 6, and Florida State catching 2. If they want to get a piece of the action with you this week, Kevin, how do they do it?
All they have to do is pick up the phone and dial 888-320-7517. I'm here. I want to help you guys. I treat this as a business. I'm not here to gamble. I take the gambling aspect out of it. I treat your money like it's my money. Give me a call, 888-320-7517. Rockstar, don't forget to send me your Venmo.
Oh, I'm on it right now, buddy.
Send it now, Rocky.
Thank you, Kevin.
Don't let that money sit still. Thank you, Kevin. Have a great weekend.
You got it. Bye-bye.
All right, Kevin Todd, president and CEO of Sports Brokers, thesportsbrokers.com. John Metchie coming up, presented by Crane Works. Don't forget this hour, presented by Champy's Chicken and Alabaster, just off of 119, champyschicken.com. Those wonderful, wonderful chicken fingers, those Delta tamales, the beer, the everything at Champy's Chicken. Make it part of your tailgate. Champy'sChicken.com, just off 119 in Alabaster. Alabama's John Metchie is next.
Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
All right, guys, I don't know about you, but there is one game I don't ever want to be out of. And that's why I'm glad we have the Alabama Men's Clinic right here in Birmingham. They have treated thousands of Alabama men for ED. There are many different causes, like a heart condition, diabetes, a reaction to medication, or simply low testosterone. The Alabama Men's Clinic staff will find the problem, and some of you will be back in the game the day after your first appointment. You can set up that appointment by calling 205-598-7000 or go to the website, alabamamensclinic.com. I know what you're thinking. A lot of guys actually just take a pill, but sometimes that pill doesn't work, or it can give you unwanted side effects. Let the pros come up with your game plan. There's no need to wait. Depression, anxiety, a new connection with that special person in your life. It could be all just one important play away. Call 205-598-7000 or get back in the action at alabamamensclinic.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. You've heard me for years talk about our friends at Bromberg's Jewelers, and we welcome you to stop by and see that great customer service at the Mountain Brook and Summit locations. But we'd also love for you to check out their new online shop. They've got plenty to choose from. Great gifts, big and small. Available online, they've got David Yurman, Tudor watches, select diamond and gemstone jewelry, William Henry, seasonal and favorite giftware items and baby gifts as well. They've even got an online sales section. For more information, Bromberg's.com. Let's face it, we all have a favorite something. This is LT talking about my favorite men's store, Shea's in downtown Homewood. Why do I like this store so much? And what makes Shea's so unique? Well, to start, they have been in business since 1922. Yes, 1922. And they offer an eclectic mix of menswear brands from classic to contemporary, such names as Zegna, Canali, Peter Millar, and many more. They have an in-house alteration personnel who understands that fit is key, and Shea's gets it right. Whether they're fitting a suit, shirt, or jeans, they offer unbeatable service with a sales staff that truly understands the products and how they fit your individual lifestyle in any occasion. Whether it's your work, leisure time with friends, or a formal event like a wedding, stop by Shea's and see if you don't agree. This store is simply the best. That is Shea's in historic downtown Homewood, where you will feel at home when you arrive and well-dressed when you leave.
Authentic, mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine prepared fresh from scratch. That's what you get at Walk-On's. And now mix in the best atmosphere to watch live sports. Add that elite-level beer selection, and you've got a winner just off Highway 280 and 119. Happy hour at Walk-On's is 2 to 6 Monday through Friday. $5 moonshine swirls, $5 house pours, and half-price appetizers. Download the Walk-On's mobile app for an easy take-home experience for the family. It's game day with a taste of Louisiana at Walk-On's.
Suffering from an old sports injury or tweak a joint being a weekend warrior? Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics may be able to reduce or eliminate your knee, hip, or shoulder pain, increase your mobility, and get you back in the game. From pediatrics to geriatrics, appointments are available at 9 convenient locations affiliated with Brookwood Baptist Health. Call Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics at 855-219-6200 or visit precisionsportsortho.com.
Follow Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. The social media team at Next Round Live is dedicated to giving you daily news conferences and practice video from UAB, Alabama, Auburn, and around college football. Follow and compare to the sites you used to visit. You'll also get the latest highlights and news from the Next Round Daily Show. Turn on the notifications so you don't miss a thing. Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. See more at nextroundlive.com.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. LT takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmond Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, nextroundlive.com.